Welcome to Christians Community Center of Los Angeles, the church for truth seekers. I am Pastor Tom Washington, and it is a blessing to be given the opportunity to share the word of truth with you. Our prayer is that you take that truth and apply it to your life with power and authority. For more information about Christians Community Center of Los Angeles Ministries and other teaching opportunities, please visit us at www.ccla.org. We also want you to do as 2 Timothy 2:15 states, you must study to show thyself approved unto Yahweh, a workman needing not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Shalom. He is so good. Hallelujah. It's February 1st. Amen. We started off the year just in great expectation. We know that because we are the Church for Truth Seekers, we do our study, and we found out that before we started this year, the year was 2014, and on the Hebrew calendar, it was the year of what? The open door. Things were just going to be revealed. We were going to hear what his promises were. He would open it enough for us to be able to see the unseen. Well, now is the year 2015, which on that calendar is the year of the open window, right? So that the things that were unseen are going to be manifested right now, this year, right? And so, as we begin to look at that, we've been just to see Yahweh just do some things in our midst. And so I want you to turn to Hebrews, Evreem. If you need a Bible, please raise your hand and we'll bring you one. Hebrews, the 10th chapter, the 23rd verse. Hallelujah. So the enemy wants to separate you from your breakthrough, your blessing. The things that Yahweh has already promised you, things that are already manifested in the spirit realm, but you have to do something. And the 23rd verse of the 10th chapter says what? Let us. Who's us? The church, right? Tell your neighbor that's you. That's you. Let us hold what? Fast. Meaning that we're going to what? Hold on to it. We're not going to let it what? Go nowhere. Hold fast the profession of our faith. With what? Without wavering. When he says that he's going to do something, you have to trust and believe that is exactly what he's going to do. Amen? He'll promise something, and then we'll say we're holding fast, but what do? I don't know. Don't look like if, but, all that stuff that lets you know that you're going what? Up and down. But if you are really holding fast to your profession, no matter what's going on, no matter what's going down, no matter what's going up, you ain't gonna let nobody keep you and make you let go of the faith that you have in what Yahweh has promised. Amen? How many of you need something? Hold fast. You wanna go over? Hold on. Tell your neighbor, you hold on. You got to hold on. For he is faithful. Faithful comes from the root Hebrew word emuna. Say emuna. It's not just that you believe, but it is a deeply rooted belief that cannot be shaken, that cannot be moved. It is what? It's fast. So if Yahweh is holding fast to what he promised, then you got to hold fast to what he said that he was going to do. Because he is faithful, that promise. That's an attribute of his name, Yahweh Emuna, the faithful God, the faithful one. Amen? And so you got to understand that going into this, the enemy wants to separate you. And so we've been talking about our thought life, living a kingdom state of mind. And so in that, I'm going to kind of break away just to a little piece of that that shows you that you still got to maintain your kingdom way of thinking. Because what he says in his word, you got to let that be preeminent in your mind. No matter what's going on, the enemy wants to give you thoughts. Oh, what if? Well, what? I'm going to hold fast to what he said that he's going to do. Why? Because he is faithful, that promise. He promised me he's faithful. And if he could just find some faithful believers, some folks that's going to believe what he says when he says it, folks that's going to act on his word and do according to what he has already promised. What is he? If you can just wrap your head around that. Tell yourself, I got to wrap my head around that. That he is faithful. Say it. He is faithful, that promise. Look, lift up your head to him and say, Yahweh, you are faithful. You're faithful. All you got to do now is just thank him. Thank him for it. Hallelujah. He's faithful. So let's go to Haggai. The first verse, the first chapter. The first verse. Hey, man. He's faithful. I'm so glad that he's faithful. I am not going to hold you long. I know y'all is just wrapping your head around some other stuff. You wrapping your head around the Patriots. You wrapping your head around the Seahawks. You need to wrap your head around Yahweh. That stuff don't, halftime don't even start to 8 o'clock. So that means that, you know, you got plenty of time. So stop tripping. Tell your neighbor, don't trip. All right. So when we go to Haggai, he's a prophet. And at this time, the children of Israel were under judges because of their disobedience. But Yahweh's so faithful that even in that situation, he was still trying to bring them to a point to help them. And so it says in the first chapter of Haggai, in the second year of Darius the king, in the sixth month, in the first day of the month, came the word of Yahweh by Haggai the prophet unto Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, governor of Yehuda, and to Yehoshua, the son of Yosedeh, the high priest, saying, thus speaketh Yahweh of hosts, saying, this people say, the time is not come, that time that Yahweh's house. So what they were saying was, basically, the temple hadn't been built. But they were so busy doing their own thing and trying to build their own private stuff, being selfish. And Haggai was trying to tell them, now is the time to what? Build the house. house of Yahweh, right? So that something greater can be in your midst, right? And so the people were saying, what? It ain't time. Why? They said it's not time because they were trying to do their thing, right? They were busy. But he says, what? Third verse. Then came the word of Yahweh by Haggai the prophet, saying, is it time for you, O ye, to dwell in your sealed houses, and this house lie waste? What is he saying? His house was not in the state that it needed to be, right? Their focus was on themselves. The focus was not on the kingdom, on Yahweh, and what could happen in their mix if they would just make him the center. That happens to us. A lot of times we're so concerned about our own stuff and what we're doing that we don't even make him the center. Seek ye first the kingdom of Yahweh and his righteousness, right standing. And what? Just a few things. All these things will be what? Added unto you. And so he was trying to let them see that they needed to make his house the priority, right? And so it says, now, therefore, thus saith Yahweh, Zebiot of hosts, consider your ways. You know, we're living in a day and age right now that we're just focused on everything. The enemy wants to just completely distract us from the task at hand. And the task at hand is to see his kingdom enlarged. When I saw all of the certificates that went out today for new members, I was encouraged more than ever that we are getting an army together that's ready to build the house and see souls saved. How many of you want to see souls saved? You want to see the manifestation of what Yahweh has for us? You're not saved just to be comfortable and in your own stuff. He saved you for a purpose, that you can do something for the kingdom. Tell your neighbor, we need you to do something. We need you to do something. We got to go to work for him, right? Because as you can see in the world, there's a lot of crazy stuff going on in this world. Time is getting closer and closer. And I just want to see Yahweh's glory. See us be able to do some stuff for him. See just an outpouring of his spirit. Seeing as many people snatched from the flames as we can. Because you know what? He snatched you from the flames. So what you should want to do is snatch some other folks from the flame. Consider your ways. What is it that you want me to do? What purpose do you have for me? What can I do? Yahweh, what can I render? So I'm thankful that all of my, well, since I was about 5 years old. I think I was around 5 years old when my parents got saved. So prior to that, I've seen pictures of a Bud Light sitting on, or a Bud sitting on the table. But that was prior to salvation. Amen. I saw pictures of, you know, Marlboro, but that was prior to salvation. But I can tell you that after Yahweh saved my father and my mother, it was for real, because they never looked back. They moved forward and did some mighty things, incredible things for the kingdom of Yahweh. amazing thing. Hallelujah. And so, there's something that I want to do really quickly. I'm taking over control. Thank you. There's a choice where technology, I can either take control of the technology or I can let them do it in the back. So I just, let me see if I've taken control. Yes, I have. All right. Okay. So for those of you who don't know, this is Apostle Washington and my mother, Sister Washington. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And to see her face in the sanctuary is just really like, ooh, it's just working on me right now, because she went on to be with Yahweh. But she left a legacy here. Is Fozzie here? Fozzie and I were talking this week, and we were talking, and then we looked at a picture of Sister Washington, and she was like, I'll never forget all the stuff that she said. She said, Fozzie, hold on. Fozzie, do this. And she said, I still hear her, even today, all the stuff that she told me. She made an impact on Fozzie's life. And I just know everybody in here that knew her got a story. Who got a story? You know, Mother Colin. You came up in the same church. Mother Naz Riley. They used to do bumper curls together. They're beauticians together. And all that time, Sister Washington was talking to Naz at the time, it was the Naz, about, you know, Yahweh. And finally, she got her in here. And they were worshiping and praying together and doing hair together. The ministry started in our living room in Inglewood, and Apostle would have some people show up on a Friday night, and I was kind of, you know, upset about that as a kid, because Incredible Hulk came on Friday night and it was messing with my Incredible Hulk time. But there was a beautiful time, because I would try to play a little bit on the piano, and because we had a piano in the house, and some people would show up. And then sometimes when they didn't show up and it was just family, I'm thinking, okay, I can go watch TV. Nope. The family had worship and Bible study. Regardless. What'd you say, Tim? We still had service. Even though it was just us. But then that living room began to grow. And we had to find a place to have service. So we ended up on Western. And we were there for a number of years. We started off in the middle of the block. And then my mother and father were claiming. They was like, no, we're going to claim this place on the corner, because it was larger, but there are people still there. And they was like, no, we need that corner spot. And the people were selling, I think it was a Western store, and they were selling jeans and stuff out of there. It was like, no, we going to get that spot. And they stood in faith saying that that spot was going to be theirs. And soon enough, the spot was ours. Yahweh gave us the corner, right? So we had church in the corner, and we kept the little spot we was in and made that children's church. And so Western grew, and so we had to find a place to go. And we ended up here on Broadway in 1982. In 1982, we ended up here. And this was nothing but a big, giant swap meet store. It was like a warehouse thrift store. And if you look around this building, there was a big empty, it was a Value Village as well. And you look, and there was nothing but an open, empty space. And what you see now is people, the work of people who had a vision to build Yahweh's house. They put up every wall. They put up every door. Everything that you see, the stage was built by a brother who was a boat builder. And if you look at it, his name was Brother Sabal. And if you look at it, it looks like it's built like a ship up underneath. But they had a vision given to the man of God to build a house where souls could be saved and that the work of Yahweh could go forth in a dynamic and a mighty way. And it has. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so in a service, Yahweh gave us a prophecy for this ministry. And it goes like this. You shall break forth overflowing. None shall have more glory because you will stand, what? In my glory. Hallelujah. You shall overflow onto Broadway and into the surrounding area. And Broadway will be known far and wide because of the mighty works I will perform through this church. We have 7 churches in the United States. Hallelujah. We have 14 churches in Africa, Liberia. You're going to overflow onto Broadway and the surrounding area, and Broadway will be known far and wide because of the mighty works I will perform through this church. I will bless you, for you have been faithful to me and the wife of your youth. None shall stand greater for you will stand in my power. Your ground is fertile. Your soil is rich. You are at the threshold of the overflowing of the Spirit. Your seed shall increase, and that sown shall multiply 100-fold. I shall put in the hearts of all those here a fervency like they have never known, a fire I shall kindle in their bosom that cannot be quenched until all is fulfilled. Hallelujah! 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 Until all is fulfilled. Hallelujah! That vision was back in the 80s. And all of these years, it has been manifesting 100-fold. We've been overflowing. And listen, when we go to break forth, the Hebrew word is paras. That means to spring forward. That means to spread out. That means to grow, increase, and open up. Hallelujah. Do we want to break forth a house for Yahweh? Hallelujah. Springing forward.
you shall break forth. So that means that you're going to spring forward. You're going to spread out. You're going to grow. You're going to increase. And you're going to open up. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I ain't done yet. What does overflow mean? That is a Hebrew word, satap. And satap means move from point of origin and increase, carry forward, increasing. So we're going to spread out. We're going to open up. We're going to move from a point of origin forward. Hallelujah. Increase. That means the vision is not yet. The vision is still in process. You can't quench it. You can't stop it. Until all is fulfilled. Right? Hallelujah. So we have been seeing the vision unfold for 33 years, right? And so here, Overflow, February the 1st, 2015, I just want to let you know that what we have here is the keys to the next. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Woo! Hey! Him that his word is true and he'll do what he Church. Oh my goodness. On the first day of the month. Hallelujah. One day we will be able to break the whole story down for you. Because nobody did that. But Yahweh, we saw his hand through the whole thing. Hallelujah. Oh, I can't. I'm so full. If I could tell y'all about everything that it has for us, everything Yahweh has done. It's a over 500 seat sanctuary that is completely air conditioned. In every room. And only Yahweh could do what he did. So I can't say nothing else until I bring up the man who had the vision many years ago that has been overflowing ever since Yahweh gave him the vision. Apostle Will T. Washington.
Praise Yahweh. I'm going to read something to you from the book, the only book that really matters.
Hey,
and that is the word of Yahweh. I know, being a young man, you are probably wondering why I am not the pastor today. Since I'm so young and
exuberant,
my son said. Amen. The reason is that this church works off the spirit of Yahweh and not off the spirit or the mind of man. So when Yahweh said to me, it's time for you to turn this over to your son, I said, yes, sir. I'll do exactly what you said. And because of that, all the years that we have been here, 33 years, I have known from the very beginning that Yahweh gave us this facility and we built it with our own hand, that it was temporary. But see, Yahweh don't operate on our time. He operates on a time called God time. And it's not our time. And this 33 years is just a small, not even a dot on the time scale of Yahweh. But all of those years, I think I started in 1992 to sell this building because my vision was that the community, that we would bless this community. That this community had provided for us and that we would bless this community when we leave, something will be built here. Well, that's going to happen. Now, 1992, I've sold this building 4 times. But I couldn't, it never would go through until last week, it finally, under the pastorship of Pastor Tom Washington, it finally consummated. Now, the whole lesson we should learn here is that Yahweh does things in his time the way he knows is best. And going to a new facility for a 79-year-old man would not be best. I'm going to read to you. And I'm going to read to you from Tehillim. As you all know, many years ago, I came into the knowledge of Hebrew. And as I studied Hebrew, I came to the conclusion that we did not have the right name. And as I researched it for 5 years, I found out that in 1611, when King James had the Bible translated, that is when the name changed from Yeshua to Jesus. Nobody knows why. Nobody knows where that name come from, but King James had it changed to Jesus. And every Y, which the Hebrew is full of Y's, you know the letter Y? All the Y's were changed to J's. And of course, the Shins were changed to anything, ISH, whatever. And I could no longer not recognize his true name. Amen. And we went to Israel. I took my pastors. We have 7 pastors of the United States and 14 churches in Africa. I took my pastors to Israel because I wanted to reveal to them the true name of our Savior. And that night I had them. We went up on the mezzanine, and there was some seating there, and I sat them down, and I said, I have something I would like to talk to you about. And I began to explain to them what I'd found. I must remember all these pastors throughout the United States were saved here and sent out from here. So it's not like we had people come in. And as I explained to them the name, they said to me, we have been with you all these years. We know you would do nothing except you were sure. But you said to us to check it out ourselves. And so we believe you, but we will check it out as you have instructed us to do. Then a little door opened on the side, and our guide, the Hebrew guide that was taking us around, came out of this little room. And he said, can I sit with you for a moment? And I said, sure. He sat down and he said to them, I cannot use or say the name that your bishop have presented to you. But what I can say to you is that it is correct. Now, this is a man, we didn't know anything. You know, he was just a guy, this Hebrew guy. And so from there, we came back and we all converted to the name of Yeshua. And the enemy said to me, you're going to lose a lot of your people. And I said, it really doesn't matter. Truth is the only thing that counts. If we do not follow the truth, then we have no salvation anyway. And of course, we did not lose a lot of people. We lost a few. Because Yahweh had kind of gotten rid of the ones who would have been trouble before that. You know, Yahweh works in some wonderful way. We say mysterious ways. It's not mysterious, it's wonderful. And so here in Tehillim, because I wanted everyone to really, if you're going to understand why we use the name of Yeshua, you should understand what the true names of the Bible are. Here in English, it's called Psalms. The true name is Tehillim. And we have tried to do that, and we've made some great progress. So the 37th chapter of Tehillim, third verse, trust in Yahweh and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in Yahweh, and he shall give thee the desires of your heart. Commit thy ways unto Yahweh. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. And all that we had, the vision that we have had all these years, is now being brought to pass. We are going to have a brand new sanctuary, a brand new building that is probably as big as this building. We got well over 25,000 counties. Over 25,000 square feet in the building. And you can, as you can lay to my credit, what we have done here. You can lay to Pastor Tom's credit what we have purchased over there, because he was the lead on this and worked all of this out. And so we can see a new era for CCC.
Amen.
Amen. A new era. Amen. And I believe that within 2 years, we will fill that building. Amen. Amen. We will fill that building. Amen. And as, you can see the building right there. You can see what this sanctuary is. You can see the layout of the building. And really, all that is done is not only just a credit to me, but as Pastor Tom showed you, me and Sister Washington, is a credit to her also. Amen. I told Stephanie when she was marrying my son, I said, it takes a very special woman to put up with a Washington. Because we kind of funny that way. We kind of wonder, you know, when we get something in our heart and in our mind, we gone. And you just got to go with us. Ain't no sense trying to fight us. We just got to go with us. And Sister Watson was a very special woman. And I kind of feel, you know, to a great degree, that she made me what I am, because I was a wild and woolly, crazy man. If you don't know anything, but I was that. And her love tamed me.
Hey.
Y'all know what I'm talking about? Her love tamed me. Amen. When I got wild and woolly, she just loved me more. And one day I thought, how can I mistreat a woman that loves me like this? And from that moment on, I gave her the desires of her heart. Hallelujah. Gave her gold and silver and diamond, fur coats and a homes. And so this has been starting of a new era for you young people. But just like the folks that was with me when I came here, all that you see here, their hands made it. No contractor, no blueprints. The blueprint was in my heart and in my head. And we were the contractor. By the time the city got here, we had already finished building. They said to us, vacate the building. I said, we can't vacate it, we own it. And Yahweh gave us favor everywhere. And we are here today. This building will go back to dust. But we will move on. Amen. We will move on. So my request to you today, we're going to a new building and we're going to a new cost. And it's going to be important that each of you tithe, do your tithes and offering, so that there are some areas of this building, the sanctuary is built, but the areas of this building need to be built out. And if you support me like those, Pastor Tom, like those supported me in the beginning, this building that you're going to will be built out too. And you will have a testimony as those who were with me that we built a house for Yahweh.
Come on.
Amen. We built it with our own hand.
Come on.
Amen. How many of you, not very many of you, many have gone on to be with Yahweh. How many of you were with me from the beginning? Just stand up. Just stand up. Those who were, Deacon Parker's in the back. Him and I come down and we play dominoes now because we're so old, nobody want to talk to us. But just very few, a handful are still with us. But we thank you all. Some of you started out as kids, young people full of fire. Thank you all. Enjoy this new, what can I call it? This new dimension that Yahweh is placing us in. Praise Yahweh. I'm going to turn it back into the hands of our pastor, Pastor Tom Washington.
Praise Yahweh, saints. So, we will answer questions much later. But just know this, we'll be there May of 2015. Amen. And we'll give you, you know, we'll update you, but it is located in the city of Long Beach. Amen. So we'll give you the information and as we go toward move towards that time. But being here 33 years is a long time. And like Apostle said, this building will go to dust because they're this whole block all the way to Manchester is going to be developed with local income housing and retail, which is what this community needs. So please be lifting this up in prayer, the move and everything, because we got 33 years of stuff that we have to go through. But as I, as we was, you know, saw this unfolding and everything, I realized it's like, wow, we grew up here. A lot of us grew up here. But Yahweh did some mighty things in this place. And I'm so thankful for 8725 South Broadway. Let's just thank Yahweh for this, what he did here, what he's doing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Yahweh. Thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So you may be seated if you can. I love this place, and I'm thankful for everything that has happened here. So as we begin to wind down Broadway and wind up the Gilman property, that's the street that it's located on, we need your help. So if any of you would like to help us during the week as we begin to do some stuff, we need some volunteers. We're going to have a sign up. Sandra, are you here? Can you provide a sign up outside? Just leave us your contact information. So, because we have some things that we have to sort through. But Yahweh's faithful. He is faithful who promised. Amen. Well, let's bow our heads. Father Yahweh, we thank you for your word. We thank you, Father, for what you have manifested in our midst. We ask right now, Father Yahweh, as you have always done, continue to light the way. Show us, guide us by your word and by your spirit, Father Yahweh. We want to build you a house, Father Yahweh. We want to see your kingdom expanded. And so right now, just minister to all the hearts and minds, our purpose, what we can render to you, Father, because you've been so good to us. What can we do for your kingdom? What can we do to see that souls are saved for you? We thank you and praise you for this opportunity. Thank you for trusting us with this mission. And we want to do everything that you would desire we do so that you get the glory. Because only you deserve the honor and the glory and the praises and the thanksgiving for the things you have done. So we praise you and thank you. In Yeshua's mighty name we pray. Amen and amen. Let's praise Yahweh. Hallelujah. So out in the foyer, after we dismiss for services, you'll see a display of the new property. Keep us in prayer. Can we have our ushers come forth? At this time, we want to give those who did not get an opportunity to give in the first offering. If you just came in and you missed it, please raise your hand for an envelope. If you just want to plant another seed, you can do so. We want to give you that opportunity so we can dismiss you and let you enjoy the rest of this day that he has provided. So this is, to me, today is more than just a Super Bowl. Yahweh did his Super Bowl. This he showed himself. Hallelujah. Just raise your hand for an envelope at this time. Hallelujah. The beautiful thing right here, the envelope right here and over there. The beautiful thing about this is that I wanted to make this announcement, but I wanted to have the keys to the kingdom in my hand. I said, no, I got to get the keys. You know, and they kept moving and changing the date based upon some of the things that were taking place. And I was like, I got to get these. I said, in the name of Yeshua, we gonna get these keys before this weekend. Cause you know, I just couldn't, I couldn't hold it anymore. I was about to. And so they called me Friday and said, Pastor Tom, come get the keys. Did you raise your hands? Did everybody get a chance? Okay, so let's stand and pray for this offering. Even if you don't have an offering to render, let's stand up and give him a seat of thanksgiving for the things that he's done. Hallelujah. He's given us the opportunity of our limbs. Father, we thank you for this opportunity, Father.